Yesterday we completed a chapter, Babu Amri Sahibi Bihifzi Lisanihi wa Jawarihihi Anil Mukhalafati wal Mushatamati wa Nahbiha. Very important chapter we completed yesterday. The chapter on commanding, or the matter of the fasting person, commanding the fasting person to safeguard his tongue and his limbs from any type of arguments, any type of abuse of language, etc. Because we explained that when a person is fasting, then he's staying away from those things that are normally permitted. He's staying away from food, he's staying away from drink, he's staying away from having any type of relationship with his own wife. But now when he's staying away from those things that are halal, how can he even get involved in those things that are haram? Being abusive, being vulgar, misusing his eyes, misusing his ears, misusing his tongue. And we gave the example of, no, not the example, but the incident in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where two women were on the verge of death due to hunger. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told about this, then he sent a bowl to the two women and asked them that vomit in this bowl. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a bowl to them, asked them to vomit in this bowl, and when they vomited, then pieces of flesh and fresh blood came out. So Sahaba were baffled that these women are about to pass away because of hunger, on the verge of passing away due to hunger, and now they asked to vomit, and fresh meat is coming out, fresh blood is coming out. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that they had fasted with pure food, but then they ate the food that was not permitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what food they ate that was not permitted? They were involved in ghibat. So it shows how serious this ghibat is. Al-ghibatu ashaddu min al-zina. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that ghibat is even more severe than zina. Ulama explain why. Because when a person is involved in zina, after he is involved in zina, he has some regret in his heart that I did something that was not right, something that was not correct. The person has got the spark of iman. He'd feel bad about it. He'd make tawbah that I was involved in something that was not correct. But the ghibat, generally when a person is involved in ghibat, he doesn't even get the tawfiq of making tawbah. Because he doesn't recognize it, he doesn't realize it, that this is a wrong thing. He's so used to it that this is not a serious crime. Therefore, a person gets involved. Anyway, we're moving on. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought another chapter today. Babu fi masail min as-sawm. The chapter on the regulations regarding fasting. Some masail with regards to fasting. We would have learned different masail with regards to fasting. But here we get an opportunity to see how the masail, how these maslas are taken out from the hadith itself. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought this chapter. And he brought a few hadiths that show us about the maslas with regard to fasting. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu anil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا نَسِيَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَأَكَلَ أَوْ شَرِبَ فَلْيُتِمَّ صُومَهُ فَإِنَّمَا أَطْعَمَهُ اللَّهُ وَسَقَاهُ. We may have learned that when a person is fasting and he eats by mistake, then his fast doesn't break. But now we'll see from the hadith how this masla comes about. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if any of you eats or drinks forgetfully, eats or he drinks forgetfully. In other words, he didn't realize, he forgot that he was fasting. So he ate or he drank, and he could have eaten to his full, and he could have drunken to his full. He could have had the best sarbat, he could have had the best cool drinks, he could have had the best juice, he could have been the hottest of days, and he could have enjoyed himself, and he drank it, but he made a mistake in the sense that he forgot that he was fasting. So he did forgetfully, he should complete his fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, now this person should complete his fast. And look at how beautifully Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explains, as Allah Pak had fed him and Allah Pak made him drink. Allah Pak caused this person to eat, Allah Pak has caused him to drink. This was from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't do it deliberately, so he must still continue his fast. This is the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person drank to his full, he ate to his full, but still he must continue his fast and he'll be rewarded for the full fast because he didn't do it deliberately. عن لقيت بن صبيرة رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله أخبرني عن الوضوء. هذا لقيت بن صبيرة رضي الله عنه. He mentioned, oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they tell me about wudu. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أزبغي الوضوء, that perform your wudu thoroughly. What is أزبغي الوضوء? What it means? That perform your wudu in such a way that you take into consideration all the fara'is, all the wajibat, all the sunnat, all the nawafil. Make your wuzu properly. As the wuzu ought to be made, you make your own wuzu properly. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, asbighil wudu, make your wudu thoroughly, properly, wa khalil bain al asabi', then make khilal of the fingers, pass your fingers, when you're making wudu, then you pass your one hand, as we mentioned before, the person takes out his right hand and he passes the fingers of the left hand through it, and then he takes the right hand, put it over the left hand and he passes the fingers in wudu. This is known as the khilal of the fingers. There are two times or two calls, two opinions of ulama when it is done. One, some say when a person is washing the hands, and the other till the wrist, and the other say no, when he's washing his hands till his elbows, and he does it at that time. So both times a person can do it. He makes khilal. This is called khilal of the fingers. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَخَلِّلْ بَيْنَ الْأَصَابِعُ مِنْ خِلَالَ of the fingers وَبَالِغْ فِي الْإِسْتِنْشَاقِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that put water into the nose thoroughly. بَالِغْ means put it thoroughly, put it properly into the nose, put that water into the nose. إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ صَائِمًا, except if you are fasting. So here we learn one masla. The masla also we would have known that when a person is fasting, then he shouldn't gargle his while he's making wuzu. He shouldn't gargle. If he gargles, with that water going into the throat, and if that water has to pass the throat and now go into the stomach, the person's fast breaks. So we might think to ourselves, but he didn't deliberately put the water into his stomach, but how come his fast is breaking? Because here this person went the extra mile knowing he's fasting, with the knowledge that he's fasting. So therefore, ulama explained that when a person makes this type of mistake, that deliberately now he's putting the water in his throat, and his water goes in the stomach, Islam is cautioning, put water into your nose properly, except if you are fasting. Don't pull that water so much. Now if you pull that water so much that it end up weighing down the passage, the throat, etc., then the person's fasting also breaks. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدركه الفجر وهو جنب من أهله ثم يغتسل ويصوم متفق عليه. Thought might come to our mind that if a person needs a faraz ghusl at the time when sari ends, the time of subah sadiq when sari ends, person needs the faraz ghusl, is his fasting valid? He needs a ghusl, he didn't take a ghusl, he participated in the sari but he still needs a bath. Thought might come to our mind. So this hadith clarifies it. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wake up in the morning in a state of janaba due to engaging in relationship with his wife. He would perform ghusl and then he would fast. So in other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wake up. It was the time of Subah Sadiq, the fasting time has now entered. In that condition, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take the ghusl and he would continue with his fast. So it doesn't mean that a person has woken up, he's have his bath first, then he can have his sari. If there's little time to have his sari, he can have his sari. And then after the time also has entered now, Fajr time has entered, now a person can take his bath. It doesn't affect his wuzu. As we can see from the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One more hadith which we've got a very similar meaning. And Aisha wa Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhuma qalata kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusbihu junuban min ghayri hulumin ثم يصوم متفق عليه. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها and أم سلمة رضي الله عنها, both were the Mubarak wives of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. They both mentioned that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would wake up sometimes in the morning in the condition that he would need a ghusl من غير حلم, not that he needed a ghusl for any other reason except that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had relationship with his family, with his wives. ثم يصوم, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast. Here also it shows us that a person can be in the condition that he needs a ghusl and he can start the fast in that condition. This does not affect, it does not damage the fast in any way, because the person didn't have any relationship whilst he was fasting. It's just that he needed the ghusl at the time when the time of Fajr had set in. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do this at times. So here we learn also that there is no harm in the fasting of a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. How beautiful was the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Internally we explained from the domestic life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything is apparent. Nothing is hidden from us, so that our deen is so beautiful. There is no other deen like that. Even the domestic life, the wives will explain that what was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as a ummah we are not left stranded. How did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bath? When did he bath? Would this affect the fasting? Will this not affect the fasting? People normally would feel very shy to mention these masail, but these masail are there for all of us to see in front of us, so that we know exactly how we must practice upon our deen. There is nothing hidden for us as far as our deen is concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.